Hello and welcome back to my FPL channel. I am FPL Dean and today you're here for your Game Week 37 preview, early thoughts, my transfer plans, what I'm going to do with my one free transfer and 2.2 million in the bank prior to free hitting in Game Week 38. I am dead ending this week and I am open to even taking another minus four even after I took one this week and the worst triple captaincy of my career, a grand total of 6 points. We're going to delve into all these issues. I'm going to be appearing on other FPL content creators channels this week. I'll be updating on the days I'm doing that, so keep an eye out for that and make sure you join the WhatsApp group. The link is in the video description. And without further ado, please smash a like on the video, helping you get to 100 likes on this video. And if you haven't already, please subscribe as well. I'm up to 1,600 subs. Thank you very much to everyone that did that. Let's continue to grow the channel. So let's have a look at how the team went in game week 36. And look, I can consider myself exceptionally unlucky with my chip play, right? So in game week 32, I played my bench boost and I had Bart Verbruggen who blanked. I had Kukurea who blanked. I had, I think it was Dan Byrne on there or someone else as well who also blanked. And then I had, from memory, Clivett as well, and he blanked that week as well. So look, unfortunately, game week 32, where it looked really good on paper, it just sucked, and I got 6 points from my bench boost, and some people played their bench boost this week, and they got massive amounts of points. And on reflection, I think I would have played my triple captain in 32 if I knew there was going to be no more blanks in 36. So that's my own dumb decisions. And I kind of did the same thing last year where I was like really good rank and ended up just outside the top 100,000 because I decided to go a bit of a different chip strategy. In reality, I probably should have just played my triple captain in 32 and then played my bench boost in 33 or like this week. And I would have been much better off. I would actually be probably inside the top 1,000 teams. Unfortunately, it's one of those things. I've had an amazing season regardless. And even in this week alone, we can see I've had a lot of luck. And then I've also had the unluckiness of Haaland, triple captain, for 6 points. That was disappointing. Cunha, for 0 points, came on, get that yellow card. I mean, that he could have had an assist early in that game, but I can't even be too mad about that. Ideally, I would have liked the extra appearance point and him lasting 60 minutes. But I had Bart Verbruggen in goal, and I made that decision to start him, and I wasn't overly confident in doing it over Raya. But there was a huge swing there. So 8 points compared to two. I gained 6 extra points from that selection. So that in itself was really good. Then we look at Guardiola. He just did the usual things, 6 points there. Ideally, you really wanted Ruben Diaz. I don't know what happened with that Southampton game, but Man City were off it. They were unbelievably off it. It wasn't any good. Munoz with 11 points. That was fantastic. The disappointing thing is that Dan Burns there with 11 points as well. Now, it was a straight shootout between Munoz and Burns. So I actually didn't the decision was fine. They both ended up getting the same amount of points. And Munoz was exceptionally unlucky not to get a goal. He rattled the crossbar and he was very unlucky that Sar goal was ruled out for about a sleeve length of Mateta's shoulder being offside in the build-up. So he could have even been even bigger. Really, the player that let me down was Milinkovic. 1 point, conceding twice to Leicester. I think Forest defense, I feel very sorry for anyone that doubled up, tripled up on it. It's exceptionally unlucky, but their data has definitely fallen off. And I'm expecting now Bowen to score or return or West Ham to score against him at the London Stadium on the weekend. I've lost all faith in Forest defenders. Let's just put it that way. Brian Mbeumo, vice captain, 6 points. I took the risk here and I knew it was a risk. And I own it. There's nothing wrong with that. But I can tell you that this card that made me do it, it's getting burnt. I'm never using this card again. It's retired. I'm going to find the one that got all the goat calls and bring that back for the final 2 weeks. So if anyone's wondering, that one's done. However, it did call Sade over Alanga. So some of the calls it made were pretty good. And even the ones that didn't get right. So Haaland over Mbeumo as triple captain. There was only 4 points. I know it's triple captain, so really it's eight. But the difference between Mbeumo and Haaland was only 4 points. So it wasn't like it was massively wrong. It was just disappointing that it was wrong. And then obviously Cunha in instead of Wood. That one hurt a bit more. So Cunha 0 points, Wood 8. In reality, what I should have done is actually done Cunha versus Watkins because Watkins is really good this week. And I've got the money in the bank. And I had the money in the bank instead with taking the minus four to grab Watkins instead of Cunha. And I would argue that Watkins is a way better asset this week. But maybe Cunha is a really good differential this week. I'm not sure. And again, I don't really know where what transfer I want to make this week, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. Sade was a star though. One goal, 11 points. That's exactly why I bought him. I was just hoping that he was going to be involved and would get a goal, and he got a goal and 11 points. I mean, that was brilliant. And that kind of made the -4 worth it, which is why my score is not as bad as what it could have been. Salah, obviously 2 points. Bowen, 8. Again, I think that's like the fifth week in a row Bowen's returned. And he's returned every week I've had him. I'm exceptionally happy with that purchase. And I think potentially he'll return the next 2 weeks as well. I think he's going to finish with a very hot run to the season. Wissa was disappointing. He had 0.63 XGI in this game and obviously only got the 1 point. That was disappointing as well. So my forward line, of which I thought was going to be amazing, Haaland, Cunha and Wissa, without taking the captaincy off Haaland, they combined for a grand total of 3 points. That average 1 point per player, that's where I was kind of let down. The people that had Watkins, the people that had Raul, the people that had Welbeck, the people that had Wood, had much better functioning forward lines this week. Again, I'm pretty happy. Obviously, Dan Burn on the bench is disappointing, but it's one of those things, there's not much you can do about it. And you roll and we go again and we take on 37 with bated breath. So the game week 36 punt, the triple captain, 2 points, 0 goals, 0 assists, 0.05 XG, 0.21 expected assists. He was unlucky not to get an assist, to be fair, and then it would have been a very close shout between him and Mbeumo. But alas, it didn't work. And I just want to say that people have targeted Southampton all season long, and quite often when the big teams have played Southampton, they've actually massively underwhelmed. So Haaland's now played 2 games against Southampton. He's played the full 90 minutes, 180 minutes across the 2 games, and he's come away with 8 points. Like in other seasons, like the previous 2 seasons, we would have expected Haaland to absolutely pop off, like and probably get 2 hat-tricks in these games. A bit like what he did against Ipswich and other teams earlier in the season. But I think what we've got to learn from here is Manchester City were just very poor, and they have been off all season, and this was definitely an off performance. They weren't very good at all. The good news is, though, is that Haaland played 90 minutes, and with City needing to win, he's actually probably a really good differential to still have against Bournemouth. Now, some people will say he might be rotated. Yes, he's only just back from injury, but they're chasing that Champions League spot. They dropped 2 valuable points against Southampton that they were not expecting. So for that reason, I just think that he's probably in. I just think that, you know, I wouldn't be too worried. And I'm kind of like thinking, either he goes to Watkins in my team and I take a -4 and move Clivett to Palmer, or he stays and I just roll with Haaland and hope that it comes good in the second week and the card maybe was thinking a week in advance. That's all I can put it down to at this point in time. So the game week 37 early notes, and I just want to give a shout out to Sharkash of me and BBL Drizzy. They are currently joint leaders in the FPL D-Unit League. The league code is obviously there on the screen. 2,546 points. They're ranked about 750 and 751st, but they are literally tied on points in the D-Unit League. Will that be the case come the end of the season? There's 2 weeks to find a winner. It's going to be very interesting. And I want to give a shout out to Aaron from Dark Arts FC. Top scorer this week, played the bench boost, 91 points with a -8, giving her 83 points. That's fantastic work, Aaron. Congratulations for top scoring this particular game week. Now, the table bonus again showed us that it is the king. It literally is the king. Ruskin Van Nistelrooy, who would have predicted that Leicester and Southampton would get a draw against Manchester City and Nottingham Forest. Like, are you kidding me? So I actually thought that the best managers to have this week on this chip were Pep Guardiola and Nuno. And they both returned 5 points, and yet Rusk and Van Nistelrooy have returned 10. I think that just goes to show that it is one of them chips that you just got to take it on and play it on table bonus every week. And either it's going to come in or it's not going to come in. But when it comes in, my God, it is absolutely brilliant. So Mbeumo returns, but it wasn't an amazing return. Wissa blanks, but the star of the show yet again was one Kevin Sharda. He has been absolutely fantastic, and I think he's a great option for the last couple of game weeks as well. Fulham and Wolves, I think, are really good teams for Brentford to be playing. I can see a lot of goals in each of those games. Bowen continues to return. Alanga, Rogers, Eze and Saar, all star as well. Lots of midfielders this week. Didn't get massive scores. Eze obviously got the massive score, 16 points. That was incredible. But a lot of the other ones, you know, it was just middling scores like 8, 6, 7, 5 points, all those ones, really good stuff there, but a lot of them did return. Haaland returned. He played 90 minutes. He failed as a triple captain. And as I said, the card just needs to... That card is gone. Like, it's gone. There you go. It's hit the wall. Majority of popular forwards blank, which was frustrating. But as I said, Watkins, Welbeck, Rowan, Woodfire. And is it even worth making moves in game week 37? Because I feel like the fixtures in 38 are the ones you really want to target. And we are probably going to get a lot of team leaks up until that thing. I am very happy I've still got my free hit left. I am hoping that potentially I can make a really good differential team and claw back some of that rank that I've kind of lost out in game week 34 by not free hitting then. Man United and Spurs are awful. They are 16th and 17th for a reason. They are just no good. They are unbelievably bad. And the PL season for them is over. Aston Villa and Chelsea, I think, are on for two massive wins on Friday night because, realistically, Lenny Yoro almost going down injured for Ruben Amorim. If that hasn't taught him a lesson, he's going to send out the under-21s and just let him get beat by Chelsea. I honestly think that that's what he should do. If he doesn't, being a Man United fan, I'm going to be exceptionally disappointed. Will there be rotation from Palace and City post the FA Cup? Now, this is an interesting one, and everyone can debate about this. Crystal Palace really don't have anything to play for outside of the FA Cup, so potentially they might have rotation, especially if they win. But it is their last home game of the season, so maybe there won't be. But Manchester City still have something to fight for, and they need the points. So I think we'll see Haaland play, provided he doesn't get injured in the FA Cup. So for that reason, if you've got him like I've got him, he could still be a very good differential against Bournemouth. Like, Bournemouth aren't a bad team, but City need the win. And he looked really good against them last time. So hopefully that can continue here. And can Jamie Vardy get goal number 200 against Ipswich Town this weekend in his last game at home for Leicester City? I mean, surely the stars are aligning for this. If there's a one-week punt, I really like him this week. And he'll be featuring in the differentials tomorrow. What else is there to look out for? Well, it's not a very good and appealing fixture list this week. Southampton obviously play Everton. Again, I just don't know if you can really go there, to be honest. So the assistant managers in game week 36, this is how it played out. Nuno versus Leicester at home, drew 5 points. Ruud van Nistelrooy versus Nottingham Forest away, drew, got 10 points. The table bonus is just, it's unbelievable how good this is. By the way, FPL just can't be bothered getting Rusk's picture. Like, it's disgraceful that you haven't got a picture of him. You've changed his name to Rusk in the game. Get a picture on him so we don't have this blank silhouette there anymore, please. But he got 10 points with that nil all draw against Man City. And then Pep Guardiola obviously got 5 points against Southampton as well. I just can't believe how swinging that was. Table bonus is literally the king. I've been saying it all season long. It's been my strategy and I chased it in every single game week. And that's all you need to know. If you're on the system manager, chase the table bonus this week. Stuff these safe managers. Anything can happen at this time of the season. So my game week 36 star was one Kevin Shade. Again, he was the star last week and he is definitely the star again this week. 11 points for me was huge. And the fact that I took a -4 in order to bring him in, it's kind of worth it. Like, I took the -4, but he got 7 points. Like, he still got 7 points. It was still a decent return, even taking that hit. 1 goal, 0 assist. I'm going to obviously play him against Fulham this week as well, and I'm quite happy about that. He had the 1 clean sheet. He got the 3 bonus yet again. And this week, he only had an XGI of 0.39 and still delivered. So that was really good. He outperformed that quite significantly. And Brentford, FYI, kept the easiest clean sheet I've ever seen. He had an XGC of 0.09. They barely had a chance in the game, Ipswich. It was a very weird game of football. And you can probably consider yourself unlucky that Brentford didn't score more goals in that game, I think. So the captaincy choice in game week 36, and we are going to cover all the popular assets. So I obviously went triple captain Haaland, 0 goals, 0 assists, an XGI of 0.26 just feels bad, but it is what it is. 2 points, no good. Kevin De Bruyne, FYI, one of the most underperforming XGIs of the game week, 1.18 XGI against Southampton, came away with just the extra clean sheet point, 3 points. Not ideal, and a lot of people actually took hits or whatever to bring in Kevin De Bruyne rather than Haaland. Either way, both of them just really did not pay off at all. But it was a gamble definitely worth taking. That Southampton fixture, you would think, 9 times out of 10, City belt him. This was the 1 time out of 10 they didn't. And then Brian Mbeumo, he obviously got the 1 assist, 6 points. He got that clean sheet point as well. No bonus here for him in this game. 0.41 XGI. Again, you could probably consider yourself a little bit unlucky he didn't get more. And Brentford just weren't quite at the races. So the second comparison here, and this is where it gets a little bit stuck. So Salah had no expected goals at all in that game against Arsenal, which I still can't believe. He just didn't look likely. And he, all of this XGI that he racked up, 0.39, was all expected assists. So again, he's blanked. No clean sheet here, 2 points. I mean, it was the same as going for Haaland. Like the two biggest, most expensive assets in the game, both blank in the same week. And Salah's form has actually tailed off a nose. Well, it's just nosedive, really. It's been quite alarming. And I think he's going to be probably one of the more popular captains this week. But I don't know if you can really back in someone that just doesn't feel like they're in that much form. Chris Wood, fantastic. 1 goal, 8 points. He got 2 bonus. He didn't rack up all 3 for once, which was unbelievable. But that's probably because Morgan Gibbs-White got a goal and an assist. XGI of 0.74, that was really good. And again, he was definitely the forward to buy out of all the popular ones that were being brought in this week. I dodged him, and unfortunately, I dodged the points as well. Wissa, he was disappointing. He had an XGI of 0.63. Again, you could probably consider that unlucky. He had a really good chance to actually score. He didn't. It's just one of those things, and he got himself booked. So 1 point, not ideal. A lot of the popular captaincy assets this week just did not do anything at all. So the Game Week 37 FDR, and this is what you need to be fighting out for. So teams fighting for the UCL are on the right-hand side, which means they've still got someone to play, which means they're highly likely to be motivated, send out full-strength teams. And so we've got Manchester City, Nottingham Forest, Chelsea, Aston Villa, and then Arsenal obviously play Newcastle. Now, Chelsea play Man United, and Aston Villa play Tottenham, which I would argue are probably the two best fixtures to target this week. Man City at Bournemouth, which is a difficult game. And Nottingham Forest, even though it says it's a hard game for West Ham, I think that that is a very neutral kind of a game now. The way that Nottingham Forest have really dived off, it looks like the pressure's getting to them. And I think they're crumbling at the exact wrong time of the season. Now, the other teams that have got good fixtures in my eyes are Everton at home against Southampton, Brentford at home against Fulham, who conceded 3 goals to Everton at home. I think Fulham are probably on the beach at this point. And then West Ham, well, I actually think that's a really good fixture for them. So I really like Jarrod Bowen punt again this week. He could even be a really good captaincy shout. So my potential transfers for Game Week 37 with 1 free transfer. That's all I've got, 1 free transfer. So I am open to taking some wild punts this week. So Ollie Watkins is top of the shopping list, and I've got the money to move Cunha straight to Watkins. Or I could go to Jamie Vardy and just dine all in on the Jamie Vardy party. That is also another consideration. I mean, I could drop, I think, Cunha to Vardy, freeze up enough money in order to then move Clivett to Palmer and take a -4. That is possible on my team, I'm pretty confident. I think I've done the maths right. Or I could just get out of Haaland if I don't think that he's going to perform. Milinkovic is also there, and I could go for Mikalenko because, honestly, maybe a defensive transfer is better. And I just think that Milinkovic, I just can't see Forest keeping a clean sheet with the form that they're in at the moment. These are the 4 potential moves. Let me know which move you like the most. Maybe I should be taking another hit. Let me know in the comments as well. I am intrigued to know. And let me know what moves your early moves you're plotting at the moment. So the chip play, the triple captain, it definitely backfired. And we're going to cover, like, the fact that none of these assets on screen really performed says it all. Wood got 8 points and Boyomo got 6. It just wasn't a good week to play it. It is what it is. And we roll again next week. So my updated chip strategy, I just wanted to cover this really quickly. As you can see there, I haven't dropped too much, even though I played the triple captain. And ironically, when I played a chip this season, it's generally gone poorly for me. So in Bench Boost 32, I actually lost 2,000 spots. Like, it's unbelievable the unluckiness I've had with my chips this season, right? So I lost almost 2,000 spots in Game Week 32 after playing the Bench Boost. And in this week, when I played my triple captain, I've actually lost about 600 and almost 700 spots. So not as bad as Game Week 32, but not ideal. So I'm kind of scared about playing my free hit and it not going well. And if you go back to even the assistant manager, the first week I played that, it didn't go well. The 2 weeks after that, it did go well. It's just one of those things. I think realistically, top 10K was the start and the aim at the beginning of the season, and it's still definitely the aim. And realistically, if I muck it up from here, that's all on me. But I think I'd need a Hail Mary play to get back into the top 1K kind of conversation, which is disappointing. But finishing top 5K is still definitely on the cards, and it's definitely something I'll be looking to shore up over the next 2 game weeks. So I just wanted to show this. Team of the week. I'm going to cover this in future in my preview videos. Ramsdale 10 points, Wan-Bissaka 12, Burn 11, Munoz 11, Keane 9. Like, Who actually played any of them outside of Munoz? Congratulations. In the midfield, Eze, lots of people had him. A lot of people might have had Gibbs White. Not many people had Sade like I did. Again, Tenali. I mean, who would have thought that he was going to be the Newcastle asset that did really well this week? And then Souček, 10-pointer. I did actually say that I really quite fancied West Ham and Souček was a really good buy, but honestly, you couldn't have predicted that. And then Raul Jimenez is the best scoring forward with 9 points up front. I mean, Watkins also got 9 points. It could have been either. They've given it to Raul in this lineup. And this is how my team's looking for game week 37 at the moment. So we've got Rea in goal against Newcastle at home, which doesn't feel good, but Verbruggen's definitely not starting against Liverpool, even though you could argue that maybe Liverpool on the beach a little bit, considering they've won the title. Maybe they're going to save their last good performance for game week 38. Munoz obviously is at home against Wolves. So ideally, the most logical transfer would just be to trade Cunha for Watkins and just use my money up and just leave it at that and then just play Watkins, Wissa, Haaland, Mbeumo, Salah, Sade, Bowen, Munoz, Gvardiol, Cucurella, Raya. Because then I don't have to worry about Cunha potentially cancelling out Munoz's thing. Obviously, that I am benching Milinkovic, but I think Cucurella against Man United, I expect them to keep a clean sheet against Man United, I'm being brutally honest. Dan Burn, unfortunately, is probably sitting the last man on the bench, even after he scored 11 points. That's how the team's looking. Let me know what you think I should do, especially with those free transfers, or the one free transfer, and whether it's worth taking a hit to probably bring in Cole Palmer in that midfield as well. I am intrigued to know. Obviously, Cunha could become Jamie Vardy, and then potentially Clivett could become Palmer, and I could play a five-man midfield. That's also a possibility, but I'm not sure what I really want to do at this stage in time. So that brings us to the end of the Game Week 37 preview, and we only have 2 game weeks left. Every game week from now through to the end of the season is worth 50% of the amount of points you're going to get. Hopefully, your team's looking pretty good for game week 37. Where are you going? What fixtures are you targeting? Who are you expecting to pop? Let me know how you went in game week 36. Did you get a red arrow? Did you get a pretty grayish arrow like I did? Or did you get a massive green arrow? And are you one step closer to winning your mini leagues? Or are you one step closer to potentially not? I'll join you again tomorrow for my differentials video. That's been FPL D Unit. Thanks for joining. Smash a like. Sub if you haven't. I'll catch you again tomorrow.